DNC Chair Perez, Trump is the most dangerous president in American history. By Pam Key on March 4, 2020. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez Wednesday on MSNBC called President Donald Trump the most dangerous president in American history. Partial transcript as follows. Perez, what inspires me the most about really the entire primary process, Andrea, is the incredible turnout, record turnout yesterday. We had record turnout in New Hampshire, South Carolina. Both Senator Sanders and Vice President Biden are inspiring voters and we're expanding the electorate. That's what we need to do, continue to get more people out there and voting. And that's exactly what's happening across this country. And then at the end of our primary cycle, I am confident we will come together to unite because we all know that our democracy is on the ballot this November. Andrea Mitchell, what makes you so confident? With all due respect, I didn't happen last time with all the talk of unity. There really was no unity and there was a lot of resentment from the Sanders people. What makes you think after you just saw that Bernie Sanders is going to embrace Joe Biden after the way he's criticized him if he comes up short on delegates? Perez, well, look at 2008, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton had a spirited campaign that went all the way to the end and they came together. They came together. Mitchell, neither of them are Bernie Sanders. Perez, I have great faith in whoever wins the nomination. Senator Sanders, the vice president, they all understand that, this is a different moment. This is the most dangerous president in American history, Andrea. This is our democracy as we know it that's on the ballot. We can withstand 4 years of Donald Trump, but we can't withstand 8. And you see it in the voter turnout. 84% of the people who were polled in the exit polling yesterday said I will vote. I will support whoever the nominee is. That's what we're going to do at the DNC. We've worked hard to make sure we're building trust. We engaged in very dramatic reforms of our primary process. We returned power to the people. We limited the role of superdelegates. Senator Sanders' team was part of that. They were a really constructive part of that. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNam.